The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Power structure piranhas are already beginning to prey on each other as they run out of plunder to fuel global empires and those who serve them. The paradigm we've all known is rapidly disintegrating, along with the biosphere in which all of our lives depend. Will we collectively stand idly by and pretend it isn't happening until nothing is left? Or will we collectively take a stand for the greater good? Will we collectively make our voices heard? Will we stop to consider that we owe our lives to the children and to the web of life? Will we collectively find the courage to defend what yet remains of our formerly thriving planet? This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for November 11th, 2017. This is a commercial-free news program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. This show is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM on Saturday mornings at 6 AM and Sunday mornings at 7 AM. Global Alert News is also broadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network at 2 PM Eastern Time. My weekly reminder on the free hard-hitting informational materials at Orchard Nutrition. If you're in the Shasta County, Redding region, there are free DVDs on the dire vaccination dangers, climate engineering, 9/11. If you promise to put that material to use and share it, that's all we ask. We're trying to provide as much free materials there if you're in this region as you can. And those DVDs can all be copied as well and shared with others. We encourage that, of course. Weekly announcement for our very strong ally in the fight against climate engineering, the Jim Fair events, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. You can look that up online, Jim Fair homepage. This week's event in Puyallup, Washington. It's from yesterday, the 10th through the 12th, tomorrow at the Washington State Fair Events Center. Geoengineeringwatch.org booth, informational booth with free materials there. Show up, show your support. Get materials, share them with others. Help us to sound the alarm. Next week's event for Jim Fair with the geoengineeringwatch.org booth in Portland, Oregon at the Oregon Convention Center from the 17th through the 19th. Week after that, Monterey, California, November 25th through November 26th, Monterey County Fairgrounds. Again, show your support for Jim Fair, who's an extremely strong ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. And I'll get right to headlines now. But keep this in mind. As the biosphere collapses, the Ponzi scheme of industrialized, militarized society must and will follow. Headline: financial storm clouds gather over Italy. Nothing new, simply becoming harder to hide. Many other dominoes are beginning to fall, and that will continue. U.S. gross national debt spikes by $640 billion in 8 weeks. We have the central banks, the criminal central bankers who fund and control militaries and thus control countries. That's why we're not a country with a government. We have a government that owns a country because they print the money. But everything's changing globally, everything, at blinding speed, as there's not enough to go around, as I stated at the beginning of this broadcast. Another headline: another 60-plus Sears Kmart stores set to close in January 2018. Another headline: Target is closing more stores. Is yours on the list? Isn't it interesting with all the false headlines of how wonderful the economy is, how low the unemployment is? It's all absolute fabricated smoke and mirrors nonsense. The unemployment list, so when hundreds of thousands of people fall off the back end of the conveyor and no longer get benefits, they no longer count. It's all designed to pacify the population until the last possible moment. Something to keep in mind, because that moment is drawing near. Another headline: America's retail apocalypse. It's really just beginning. Another headline along the same theme: Europe is booming, except it's not. Again, all smoke and mirrors. All these headlines can be looked up with a simple internet search. Not time to cite everything or go through reports here. I want to give the bigger picture. The bigger picture is what matters. Connecting the dots in a way so you can see the wider horizon and not be distracted by the mainstream media weapon of mass distraction with every imaginable story to keep your eye off the wider horizon. Another headline, the cost of war for the U.S. taxpayer since 9/11 is actually 3 times the Pentagon's estimate. I would argue it's actually much, much more than that. A headline that highlights what I just stated. Report, full cost of U.S. wars overseas approaching $6 trillion. But the central bankers have so far been able to print whatever they want, to do whatever they want. And wars are just a game for them. Just part of their twisted operations to fuel their military-industrial juggernaut of insanity. The carnage is irrelevant to them. They do not comprehend the consequences of their actions, even to themselves, because as the ship, planet Earth, goes down, they will go with it. But because of their various forms of psychosis, and this is psychological fact, this is not my opinion, the common blind spot in various forms of psychosis is, and I'm quoting from the psychological manual, psychoanalysis manual, a near lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. Another headline, Middle East fighter jet sales surge over the next 5 years about selling weapons. Think of the absurdity of the current direction of the human race. While the planet and the biosphere, habitat, life support systems virtually implode around us, we're trying to build more weapons of mass destruction. Utter insanity, complete insanity. And how many Americans are supporting that while they're waving their flags, pretending this is about freedom and democracy, spreading it around the world at the point of a gun? It's total insanity. Another headline, NATO to send more troops to Afghanistan. After U.S. shift. Perpetual war for perpetual peace. The Orwellian world we live in. Another headline. U.S. could have almost 16,000 troops in Afghanistan next year. Many of these are the poor, unemployed, downtrodden students that feel they have, or young people who feel they have no other choice but to enlist in the military with all the propagandistic commercials. They should talk to some veterans that have been down that road and see what it's really about. They should view films like Winter Soldier, 2 versions available, one on the Vietnam soldiers, one on the Iraq soldiers. It should be mandatory viewing for anyone who's thinking about going into the military. If you view those films and hear the testimony from U.S. soldiers, what they were made to do by our unimaginably psychotic government, you can't imagine what happened in those places. Should be mandatory listening, again, for anyone who thinks the military is some sort of mechanism for freedom and democracy, anything but. Another headline, Puerto Rico's post-Maria recovery under further strain as residents flee island by the masses. I covered that in previous posts. Why was Puerto Rico the target of weather warfare? They've kicked the U.S. military out of their country. They've refused to allow the toxic neurotoxin, in fact, mosquito spraying there. That's not really about mosquitoes. I think if we look at the full underlying story with that issue. And now they're fleeing their country that's been completely wiped out. Is the military going to stay there now that they've moved in under humanitarian pretexts? Time will tell. Another headline, FEMA to airlift Maria victims from Puerto Rico to U.S. mainland. Further exodus out of that U.S. province. Another headline, National Guard plan power grid collapse drill. These drills, in so many cases, lead to a real event. Think of the odds that on the day that 9/11 happened, there was a military drill with Dick Cheney. His name should be Darth Cheney, shouldn't it? With Dick Cheney at the helm and military members who didn't know if what was occurring was real or simply a part of a drill, because there are many good military members that wouldn't have just stood down. And you can't logically, rationally say that our Air Force could not have found and dealt with commercial airlines that were just lost wandering around the country for 90 minutes. They thought it was a drill. That's not an accident. There's so much more going on while the American population is completely asleep at the wheel as a whole. completely asleep at the wheel, willfully asleep at the wheel. Another headline. Hidden U.S. war in Colombia, 50 years of atrocities and impunity. Colombia is called the Israel of Latin America because of how much the country is bolstered by the U.S. military despite its rampant human rights violations. Meanwhile, Trump and other leaders want to force democracy onto Venezuela with no regard to the desires of the Venezuelan people. And for those who are still waving their Trump flags and feel that any criticism of Trump is somehow a supporting statement for Clinton or Obama or Bush's or any of the rest, stop thinking dichotomously. That's really unhelpful for the larger picture, very unhelpful. Trump is a part of the problem, just like all other administrations were a part of the problem. It's getting worse now. It is getting worse. But if we look at this headline, 50 years of atrocities with the School of the Americas, if you don't know what that is, look it up. The U.S. institution for training terrorists to control Central America and other places around the world, literally training terrorists in our country. And when we, though again, lots of criticism is deserved of Trump, at the same time, this facade of mainstream media attacking him over the Russian emails or Russian hampering our election system, or all that is nothing but smoke and mirrors. If you're caught up in all that, you're missing the point. You're absolutely missing the point. How absurd is it for mainstream media to point the finger at another country that they say or allege has exposed the crimes of Hillary Clinton, which should be exposed? She should be in jail with her husband, with the Bushes, with the Obamas, with the rest. But if you're caught up in that kind of drama, consider it's all only smoke and mirrors. While our country has toppled governments all over the world, about 100 in the last 100 years, and not just by exposing the crimes of their leaders, but by killing their leaders and taking over their country and installing puppet dictators. That's what our country has done. Do we hear anything about that? Does the American population care about that while they're waving their flags and pretending that we're some beacon of freedom and democracy? Couldn't be further from the truth. The truth is the truth, and I'm sorry if it's unpleasant, but it is the truth. And at this late hour, if we don't face the truth, we'll very soon have nothing left to save. Let's continue with headlines. Trump stopping in Vietnam. And I ask this, was the recent weather warfare in Vietnam a shot across the bow of the Vietnamese? Here's a headline elaborating on that. At least 27 dead after strongest typhoon in 16 years strikes South Vietnam. Coincidence? Because we know, science data proves, that these cyclones can be suppressed, as they have in the U.S. until recently. 12-year plus hurricane drought in the U.S. We can see it on radar. We know they're suppressing them. It's patented technology. It's been going on since 1947. Project Cirrus, 1947, 70 years of cyclone suppression. So when a cyclone strikes someplace like Vietnam or Puerto Rico or Strait Cuba, wherever it hits, or Texas, it's not an accident. At minimum, they could have suppressed that cyclone, but didn't. And in fact, we know these storms are being steered. When they hit with this sort of catastrophe, there's a reason. And suppressing cyclones is not a good thing. I'm not condoning that. It's interfering with the Earth's life support systems. And that can only lead to a dead planet. And that's exactly where we're headed. Another headline. U.S. to stage drill with three carriers as Trump visits Asia. Three U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups will exercise together in the Western Pacific in the coming days in a show of force as President Donald Trump visits Asia. Think of the absurdity of all of this. And when the U.S. is pointing at different countries as being threats to the U.S., when it's us in their backyard, right along their fence, setting up massive missile batteries, parading our aircraft carriers around right off their shores, what would we do? In the United States of total hypocrisy, what would we do? I have so had enough of the false programmed nationalism and hypocrisy that has pushed us all to the brink of certain near-term global omnicide. And that's a fact. It's not my opinion. It's a mathematical fact. Let's get to more headlines that back that up. Trump says Japan will shoot North Korea missiles out of the sky after Lockheed deal. Let me cover more of the military-industrial juggernaut of insanity trajectory before I get to the headlines of total biosphere implosion. Bear with me. Trump's quote, he, meaning Abe from Japan, will shoot them out of the sky when he completes the purchase of lots of additional military equipment from the United States. That's Trump's statement. Trump said, referring to the North Korean missiles, quote, "The prime minister is going to be purchasing massive amounts of military equipment, as he should, and we make the best military equipment by far." Does that sound like a simplistic, moronic statement from someone who's absolutely, positively a part of the military-industrial complex? Period. Trump and all those administrations before him, going back a very, very long time, all a part of the cancer that is only concerned about its own proliferation, even at the cost of destroying the planet in the process. Again, that's the road we're on the very, very near-term horizon. It's not off in the horizon somewhere. It's here, now, near-term. And for all those who've seen the futuristic apocalyptic movies where somehow the environment is always still intact. There's still game running around and trees and everything's fine, except civilization has collapsed. That's not the road we're on. There will be nothing left in the environment. There's very little of it left now. And industrialized civilization is still asleep at the wheel, most of the population, because a great effort is being made to keep them asleep at the wheel until there's nothing left to salvage. Another headline. These defense giants poised to gain from new missile defense moves. Again, that's what it's about. Build more weapons of mass destruction with what's left of Earth's resources. How insane is that? Boeing, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin could be big winners in President Trump's request for an additional $4 billion for missile defense programs, while Japan and Sweden are looking to beef up their own defenses. Trump said Japan is going to be purchasing massive amounts of military equipment from the U.S., as I just stated in the earlier headline, when he visited Tokyo on Monday. Does anyone remember Trump's recent visit to Saudi Arabia? And does anyone remember the massive weapon sales that Trump got the Saudis to fund, to buy? Though Mr. Trump is, again, just a puppet for the military-industrial complex, he's certainly playing his part as a traveling weapons dealer very well. That's exactly what he's doing. Then there is the major U.S. weapons customer of Israel. But we must remember that in the case of Israel, the weapons are given to them in billions of dollars worth of weapons and funded by the U.S. And for the record, for those who believe Israel can do no wrong, please abandon ideology and power structure programming. Israel has broken dozens of UN resolutions, I believe near 100 in recent decades. Does anyone remember the reason given for the U.S. invasion of Iraq? One of the primary reasons, because Saddam allegedly broke a few UN resolutions. This is not to say Saddam Hussein was a nice human being. Of course he wasn't. But let's remember who gave Saddam chemical weapons, which he slaughtered many, many innocent civilians with. They came from us, with Donald Rumsfeld shaking his hand near the time of this weapons transfer. Total hypocrisy. Total hypocrisy of our country and our population, unfortunately, the majority of which is all too willing to gulp down that mainstream media-fed hypocrisy from the power structure. Most Americans don't yet want the truth. They run from it, thinking somehow if they hide long enough, it will magically all work itself out. Not the case. And to be fair to Trump, he's only the most recent presidential puppet to dole out weapons to the world. Only the most recent. They're all a part of the problem. No one occupies the White House alive that's not a part of the problem. The power structure would not allow that. On the headline relating to Israel, U.S. finalizes deal to give Israel $38 billion in military aid. That's a recent headline. More, moving on. The Israeli-Saudi alliance beating the drums of war. That's a headline. Doesn't that seem like a very odd alliance? Not when you consider what's really at the core of all these countries. Should be no surprise at all. U.S. supplying weapons to the Saudis destroying Yemen with help from the U.S. and U.K. weapons industry, killing tens of thousands of innocent civilians in Yemen. Do we hear anything about that ever? And now we have an alliance with Israel and Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia who beheads dissenters? A little more news from Saudi Arabia here, the Saudi purge. Netanyahu's new alliance with Saudi Arabia's crown prince might provide, for those who don't know who Netanyahu is, he's the head of Israel. Netanyahu's new alliance with Saudi Arabia's crown prince might prove the military punch he needs to forge a successful series of attacks on regional enemies. War, more war, illegal war, waged by who? Perhaps the Saudis and Israel at this point? Israel, who is the only country in that region to not sign the nuclear non-proliferation agreement. Israel, who available data indicates has some 200 nuclear weapons in their arsenal that we never hear about. And yet if any other country even wants nuclear power, like Iran, who's never invaded anybody in 230 years, the last 230 years, but yet they're demonized because they're competing for what's left of the world's resources. And they're trading those resources in currency other than U.S. central bank, criminal central banker printed dollars. That's the real bottom line. And a final caveat for the dichotomous thinkers that imagine somehow my statement of fact regarding Iran is in unconditional support for Iran. Of course that's not true. Are there massive problems in Iran as well? Corruption? Of course. Of course, every government is corrupt. But I'm simply stating fact. When the finger is pointed at countries like Iran as being some sort of global threat, when they've invaded no one for over two centuries, and in half that time our government's invaded, toppled, and or occupied 100 countries, who's the threat? Who's the real aggressor in this equation? For the record, regarding Israel's Netanyahu and the UK Prime Minister, they just attended a major meeting with Lord Rothschild at what can only be considered some sort of collusion and planning collaboration. This is what we have going on with the shadow governments around the world. Another headline, British arms sales to Saudi Arabia jump 500% as coalition seals off Yemen borders. Again, one of the poorest countries in the world being slaughtered with US and UK help and Saudi Arabian help. And now we have Israel helping as well, another alliance. How many Americans have any idea about any of this? They don't, of course, because they're being fed smoke and mirror stories about criminal individuals like Harvey Weinstein. But those stories don't matter in the bigger picture. Should Weinstein be in jail? Of course. Of course. I hope he ends up there soon. But when the planet doesn't support life any longer, isn't that the bottom line? Isn't that something we should look at a little more deeply? Shouldn't we prioritize that? Another headline. Let's not forget this headline, by the way, going back a few months. Senate backs Trump weapons sale to Saudi Arabia to follow through on all that I just covered. Massive weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. Trump, the traveling weapons salesman. Another headline. Saudi purge demonstrates ruthlessness of crown prince. BBC News. Big things are happening in Saudi Arabia. Princes, ministers, and top businessmen are being arrested, accused of corruption, their planes grounded, and their assets seized. Another headline from Saudi Arabia also begins with the title Saudi Purge. Reports claim Prince Marquin helicopter did not crash. One of the Saudi royals just taken out. This type of power structure infighting will continue. As I stated in the beginning of this broadcast, the piranhas are beginning to turn on each other as the walls close in, as the biosphere collapse accelerates, which it must be remembered is the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And on that note, another headline, this time about, as I stated, the real bottom line. Release of Arctic methane. Here's the headline. Release of Arctic methane, quote, may be apocalyptic. Study warns. How many years have I been warning about methane and some others, a few others, but very few. When we have the world's largest scientific panel ever created in human history, the IPCC, 2,000 plus of the world's top, quote, climate scientists, not saying a word about this issue, not saying a word about climate engineering, not saying a word about the feedback loops, not saying a word about the decimated ozone layer. For any that didn't hear that interview at geoengineeringwatch.org, interview with a former NASA contract technician about the ozone layer collapse that is nearly upon us. Listen to that interview. Consider it, because it's here. All these issues, not even considered or mentioned by the largest scientific panel in human history. And this is what I've said over and over and over again. The degree to which, quote, academia has betrayed not only the American population, but the entire web of life is absolutely astounding. And what we see right now with recent Senate hearings about geoengineering, pretending it's not already going on. Are all such individuals, whether they are elected officials or quote-unquote scientists, are they not participating in the criminal cover-up of climate engineering? And geoengineeringwatch.org will try to provide the contacts for these individuals so that all of us reach out to them and send them a message that we know they know. We know the part they're playing, and that they should consider when the population wakes up to the fact that they are participating in the criminal cover-up of climate engineering, which is fueling the planet towards certain near-term omnicide, that the public will hold them legally and morally accountable. But that's what we have in academia and with our quote-unquote government and our quote-unquote elected officials, while we have apocalyptic events, according to this new science study, unfolding right now. From this report, a scientific study published in the prestigious Journal of Paleo World issued a dire and possibly prophetic warning, though it garnered little media attention, of course, because we're watching Harvey Weinstein. Quote from the report, global warming triggered by the massive release of carbon dioxide may be catastrophic, reads the study's abstract, but the release of methane from hydrate may be apocalyptic. This is what I've said over and over and over for years, that the methane is releasing, because the frontline data made that clear, it's migrating into the upper atmosphere, covering the planet like a layer of glass, and we hear absolutely nothing, except we hear about cow flatulence, which is a red herring to aggravate people. I'm not saying that's not a little part of the problem, but a very little part in comparison to the massive formerly frozen methane hydrate and clathrate deposits that are thawing and releasing. And for those who've never seen this or heard about this, any new listeners, search Siberian methane craters. You'll be shocked at what you see. Massive blowout craters. Looks like a massive nuclear bomb went off. They're so incredibly impressive. But this methane is blowing into the atmosphere. And those in power know it. And part of climate engineering is to try to hide it with the chemical ice nucleation processes that are going on right now all over our country and other parts of the world that cause these radical cool downs, these weather whiplash scenarios. Chemical ice nucleation, cold, dense layer of air on the ground, makes the thermometers drop, allows the headlines that the mainstream media weapon of mass distraction wants to confuse and divide the population as to the true state of the climate. Thin, shallow layer of cool air on the ground, chemically nucleated, while the planet continues to superheat. Hide it until the last possible moment. Pacify the population until the last possible moment. And reports like this are finally starting to tell a shred of truth. Final statement from the study. The study titled Methane Hydrate Killer Cause of Earth's Greatest Mass Extinction, another study, highlights the fact that the most significant variable in the Permian mass extinction event, which occurred 250 million years ago and annihilated 90% of all the species on the planet, was a methane hydrate release cataclysm. Now, for those who think that what's happening now is in some way a natural occurrence, that is not the case. Science and mathematics backs up that statement completely. Bear with me. I'll get to that in a few moments. Another headline. Mantle plume nearly as hot as Yellowstone supervolcano is melting Antarctic ice sheet. And even with a geological event like this, is that completely natural? When we've done what we've done to the planet, detonating so many nuclear bombs, subterranean detonations, when we've done what we've done to the atmosphere, like Project Starfish, the detonation of hydrogen bombs in the magnetosphere just to see what would happen, when we've created so much heating on the planet, thermal expansion, that's happening now. It's part of sea level rise. We have massive thermal expansion happening. How can we say what truly would or would not have happened at this point, even with an event like that factor that's now been identified as melting some of the land-based ice in Antarctica? But that has nothing to do with the sea-based ice that's also melting from underneath due to upwelling of much warmer oceans now, and upwelling that, let's track that back to climate engineering. Climate engineering has, this is a very anomalous upwelling that hasn't occurred for many thousands of years. It's happening now because of a shift in ocean currents. Geoengineering, climate engineering, Solar radiation management has radically altered upper-level wind currents. That, in turn, has altered ocean currents. Now we have warm water going where it should not be. And that water is much warmer than it was before the start of the industrialized revolution. Because we have transferred, the planet has transferred most of the heat that the human race has created into the oceans, about 90%. So we have a cubic meter of seawater contains 4,000 times the thermal energy of a cubic meter of air. So the population has not seen the wrath of what's coming. It's been hidden from them, and the power structure is doing everything they can to hide it, as I've stated over and over. Another headline. Full Earth system sensitivity to CO2 has been grossly underestimated. That's what I'm talking about. That's a new headline from last week. And by the way, this headline doesn't even take into account the massive methane buildup happening in the atmosphere. But for those who think that or have bought into the official false narrative that CO2 is wonderful, the more the better, though it's necessary, too much of anything too fast with an environment that cannot adapt is not helpful. It's extremely harmful. The ocean is acidifying radically quickly. It's killing the oceans. We have a thermal energy buildup in the ocean as well. The ocean is stratifying. It's becoming hypoxic and anoxic, low and no oxygen zones. The oceans are dying. Marine ecosystems are imploding. If the oceans die, we die. Continuing from this report on the CO2 being grossly underestimated, we're on a trajectory of well over 10 degrees C temperature rise. That's about 17 degrees Fahrenheit. This sort of global temperature rise guarantees the total collapse of the biosphere as we know it. That's what's finally being acknowledged by the climate science community. And back to climate engineering and the facade by our government elected officials and academia, the facade that it's only a proposal. Does anyone rationally believe that governments around the world would ask our permission before they engage in climate engineering when it's the most coveted weapon of war they have? That I've stated over and over again, not only can they decimate a country without that country's population ever even knowing they went to war, but they can hide the severity of damage to the planet while fueling that damage at the same time until the last possible moment from the population. That's exactly what's happening. Another headline, this one from the New York Magazine. Fairly recent headline. The uninhabitable Earth, famine, economic collapse, a sun that cooks us, what climate change could wreak sooner than you think. Not could, is. It's already happening. Already happening. And any of these headlines, please look them up. I don't want anybody, I never ask anybody to believe what I state. I encourage everyone not to, but I want them to investigate. Another headline, and this applies to all those who have tried to convince themselves that the changes happening on our planet are natural. Here's the headline. The climate has changed before, but this is different. Look at the archaeological record. From that report, climate change is a part of life on planet Earth. However, context is needed to understand past change and the current scenario. Archaeology can explain how temperature change of just a few degrees can cause extreme weather events, affect crops, and impact human lives. It also shows how the current changes are different from those in the past. Now, again, the massive omission from articles like this, mainstream articles, that do not bring up the climate engineering elephant in the room. That is a massive part of the equation, but absolutely not the only part in the equation, as some keep trying to convince themselves of. I see this in commentary over and over, that the only real climate change is from climate engineering, and that's a very blind statement. How can the atmosphere know the difference between a particle from a geoengineering jet aircraft that's being sprayed into the atmosphere or a smokestack? Does the climate know the difference? How can 100 million tons of CO2 being belched into the atmosphere every single day not have an effect? How can destroying almost two-thirds of Earth's forest not have an effect? How can paving the planet not have an effect? How can poisoning the oceans not have an effect? How can detonating 2,000-plus nuclear bombs not have an effect? So for those who, again, want to think so dichotomously, please look at facts. Abandon ideology, preconception, and bias, and look at facts. All is a part of the equation. Geoengineering, at the top of the list, perhaps, but by no means the only factor. But when we read an article like this that talks about the radical changes that are happening and the effects of those changes, Keep in mind, no mainstream article yet has shown the courage to acknowledge the geoengineering elephant in the room that can't be hidden much longer. In regard to the changes that are happening on our planet, again, not being natural, another headline. Humans causing climate to change 170 times faster than natural forces. 170 times, and I would argue that's even conservative. Nothing natural about that. We're back to the equation of if you run someone over in a crosswalk and claim they died of natural causes, they had a heart attack just before you ran them over, do you think that argument will hold up in court? Of course not. There's nothing natural about what we've done to the planet in a geologic blink of an eye, and how could it not have an effect? And it's astounding how many still live in denial because they want to believe Trump's narratives of making America great again. A patent lie of pacification for those who really don't want the truth. Same lie put out by previous administrations as well. And if you cling to that lie, if you become and remain a part of the cancer of denial, we will have no chance. We need the population to wake up and face reality, to change the course that we are currently on, or we have no chance in the near-term horizon. Denial won't save you. It won't change reality. This extinction event, that's not coming, by the way, but already very advanced, was not an act of nature or God. It's the result of man, of the human race's propensity to rape, loot, pillage, and plunder the planet. The human race as a whole has shown total contempt for the natural world. It's not just the behavior of the criminally insane global power structure, but of global populations that have as a whole shown little to no sense of restraint or responsibility in regard to resource consumption. This is, of course, especially true for first world nations. Many in third world nations are simply trying to survive. But we must remember and consider that whether actively or passively, so much of the population has been a willful participant in the paradigm that's already pushed our once thriving planet past the point of no return. To elaborate on that statement, that does not necessarily mean for certain that we can't yet salvage some of Earth's life support systems, but the thriving planet we have known is done. It's not going to return in any time frame that matters. Let's fight to save what's left. Another headline. Climate change-related drought bakes the Iberian Peninsula, Spain and Portugal. From this report, suddenly what was once thought to be a problem confined to the third world has arrived in southern Europe. That's from Euronews. And again, no mention of climate engineering. In the case of drought, in the case of forest fires that has ravaged the Iberian Peninsula, as well as the North American West Coast, as well as Siberia, as well as countless other places around the globe, single greatest causal factor, climate engineering. Many reasons why that's the case. And again, it's not the only factor. That's not a denial of other sources of anthropogenic warming to the planet, not at all. But a warming planet produces more rain. That's not happening now. Atmospheric relative humidity is declining. Climate engineering is the reason why. One of the expressed goals of climate engineering, to lower atmospheric relative humidity. Why? Because water vapor is a greenhouse gas, but the notion that interfering with Earth's natural processes is somehow beneficial is patently false. The planet's trying to respond to the damage done, producing more rain, which would stimulate the forest, which would encourage growth. The forest would absorb more carbon. Now, instead of being a carbon sink, the forests have become a carbon source, even burning to the ground in many areas, never to return in any time frame that matters. Now let's continue with headlines that highlight the effort that's being made to systematically hide what's unfolding. Here's the headline. Donald Trump accused of obstructing satellite research into climate change. From this report, Republican-controlled Congress, and again, the Republican-Democrat paradigm, all a facade. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. It's all just an illusion. But from this headline, the Republican-controlled Congress ordered the destruction of vital sea ice probe. President Trump has been accused of deliberately obstructing research on global warming after it emerged that a critically important technique for investigating sea ice cover at the poles faces being blocked. The row has erupted after a key polar satellite broke down a few days ago, leaving the U.S., I would argue it wasn't broke down, it was shut down. I covered this in a previous program, leaving the U.S. with only three aging satellites, each operating past their shelf lives, to measure the Arctic's dwindling ice cap. Scientists say there is no chance a new one can now be launched until 2023 or later. None of the current satellites will be operating then. The crisis has been worsened because the U.S. Congress this year, under Trump, insisted that a backup sea ice probe had to be dismantled because it did not want to provide funds to keep it in storage. You really think that was the reason? Any of us? Really? Finishing from this report, Congress is currently under the control of the Republicans, who are antagonistic to climate science and the study of global warming. And the whole Democrat thing is just an illusion as well. They're all a part of the problem. It's all a massive illusion to polarize the population. That's it. If you're caught in the left-right paradigm, you're missing the point. This is all an illusion. They're all a part of the problem. They're all a part of the cancer. And their effort here is to try to hide reality as long as possible. And they do not want the population to know what's happening at the polls. They're imploding, absolutely imploding. And that carries life in the balance. As the polar regions, specifically the Arctic, loses its ice, loses its albedo, its reflectivity, and begins to absorb much more solar thermal energy, those methane releases that I spoke about earlier in this broadcast will accelerate exponentially. And to put this into mathematical context, in the Laptev Sea in the Arctic alone, there's enough methane to turn the planet into Venus. And it appears as if perhaps 50 gigatons of that methane has already released. 50 gigatons is only 1/200th, one half of 1% of what's thought to be in that region. And that 1/200th, if it has already released, is a 400% increase on the total greenhouse gas warming effect we already have. And none of that is considered by the world's top scientists. They ignore that equation completely, because that's what they're paid or threatened to do. Another headline from the UK Daily Mail. This is part of the hiding of reality as well. This is such a massive part of the equation. The headline is, "Do you believe chemtrails are real?" A study finds 10% of Americans think the conspiracy theory is true. The chemtrails conspiracy says that airlines are deliberately spraying chemicals. The theory holds that this is happening with undisclosed hidden goals. Some conspirators believe it's related to weather modification or, quote, mind control. Not sure where they got that. And those who push that narrative, you're only harming the cause. We're not saying that the power structure doesn't have a lot of agendas, but if the general population can't even get their arms around what they can see with their own eyes in the skies above us, do you think giant trips into the rabbit hole are going to make them see any clearer? No, that's only more mud on the lens that they're trying to look through and not seeing very clearly. And here's the point with this whole article. The chemtrails term is exclusively used. Geoengineering, climate engineering, solar radiation management. Every week there's a new headline that highlights the importance of using the science terms. Do you think that they would make a headline like this that says, "Do you believe geoengineering is real?" Or, "Do you believe climate engineering is real?" They would never do that, ever, because that would lead people to real data, science data. So again, for those who absolutely insist on using the chemtrails term to convey this message, this issue to others, you're harming the cause. You're feeding this type of marginalizing headline. You're giving the power structure exactly what they want and exactly what they need to marginalize the most critical issue of all, climate engineering. Play chess. Play it well. If we want to advance this cause forward, we have to do it effectively and efficiently. In this marginalizing report about, quote, chemtrails, again, we need to stick to the science terms, a NASA representative, Vince Whitfield, blatantly lies to the public about the ongoing climate engineering operations. Also, NASA's Dr. Lynn Chambers blatantly lying about the geoengineering issue, lying of omission, admitting in a just-released NASA propaganda video that the aircraft trails are affecting the energy balance of the planet, which is, in effect, admitting that aircraft trails are a form of geoengineering, which, of course, she never says a word about. Dr. Lynn Chambers, NASA, look her up. Let her know how you feel about her being a part of the criminal climate engineering cover-up. NASA's Vince Whitfield, look him up. Let him know what you think about his part in the criminal cover-up. Another aspect of climate engineering, another threat we face, 5G. Headline, 5G pre-commercial network deal. ZTE has signed a 5G strategic partnership with China Mobile, China Telecom, China Unicom, SoftBank, Telefonica, Belgium's talent and South Korea's KT, as well as engage in technical industrial collaboration with other countries and carriers. They're launching it anyway. 5G, extremely harmful frequency. All frequencies are harmful to us, to the web of life. 5G especially so. This is used for crowd control. Why do you think that they want to put these up everywhere with no approval process? Those in power know the walls are closing in. They know the public is beginning to finally open their eyes, and they're in a race. We're all in a race to the intersection to expose the power structure before they are prepared for all they have done to be exposed. If we could expose climate engineering, every person on the planet would know they have been irreparably harmed from what their governments did to them without their knowledge or consent. We have to expose the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat first. We have to deal with that first. Climate engineering, which is related to the frequencies as well, because we know they're being used to manipulate the electrically conductive particles in the atmosphere. And all the other stories I covered, weapon sales, geopolitical disintegration in other countries, all of it ultimately comes down to an imploding biosphere. And the single greatest factor imploding our planet's life support systems, by no means the only factor, but the single greatest, climate engineering. Why wouldn't we focus on that first? We must. Now, to highlight some of the absurdities that are going on, again, with this administration especially, with new directive, Pruitt bars scientists who aren't in the pocket of corporate polluters from EPA advisory boards. Here's what we have in this story. We have the government advisory boards being set up only with scientists who represent corporate interests, stacking the deck. That's what's happening under the current administration more than at any other time. And what does stacking the deck with corporate-friendly, quote, scientists do? It helps to hide headlines like this. Delhi residents panic as, quote, deadly smog returns. And I assure you, that's not just smog. The aerosol spraying over that country is also a massive part of the mix. In this report, panic has gripped the Indian capital, Delhi, as residents woke up to a blanket of thick gray smog on Tuesday. The Indian Medical Association declared a, quote, state of medical emergency and urged the governments to make every possible effort to curb this menace. They're not making any effort. And they're not making any effort to disclose the climate engineering operations that are contributing to the inversion layers that hold that area and that are further polluting it with the particulates that are expelled. Another headline. New permit from regulators allows aluminum plant to continue releasing mercury into the air. No surprise. Narada Aluminum, a manufacturer in Louisiana, learned that more than 3 years ago it was unwittingly releasing mercury into the air, potentially for years without a permit, and now has been granted authority by the state environmental regulators to continue emitting as it had in the past. No surprise. Business as usual on steroids now under this administration. And this administration is just, again, a reflection of the power industrial complex that has control right now. That's all it is. Trump's just a puppet. Moving on, running out of time. Hydraulic fracturing. Now it's oilmen who say fracking could harm groundwater. How can they use the word could? When you pump millions and millions of gallons of highly toxic chemicals into the ground, how could it not harm groundwater? This is the absurdity we face in our Orwellian society. We're back to the equation I've mentioned in the past. It's like saying if you leap off a 100-story building and faceplant on the sidewalk, you could get hurt. There's no could in any of this. Of course it's contaminating groundwater forever, all over the world, forever. Another headline, severe health hazards in post-hurricane Puerto Rico. Mold is blanketing Puerto Rico, making it difficult for many to breathe. But when you have corporate scientists stacking government panels, nobody will do anything about any of this. On that note, I want to get back to the report on the installation of corporate scientists in government agencies. From that report, again, elaborating further, Donald Trump's head of the EPA appears to be stacking the group in charge of trying to protect, quote, protect the environment with climate skeptics. Robert Phelan, who currently directs the Air Pollution Health Effects Laboratory at the University of California, Irvine, has research that would support the deregulation of policies aimed at preventing air pollution. Listen to this. This is so profound, it's difficult to even believe. The relative risks associated with modern particulate matter are very small, Phelan states, and confounded by many factors. Mr. Phelan wrote this in a 2004 study. Neither toxicology studies nor human clinical investigations have identified the components and or characteristics of particulate matter that might be causing the health effect associations. Let me back up to an EPA meeting I had in Sacramento, five top EPA reps arranged by a congressional candidate. I was told in my face that they are told not to look for anything but combustion particulates. They don't even test for particles as small as the climate engineering particles. So of course they can't find them. So what does Mr. Phelan, this new Trump appointee, state on the record? Listen to this. Please listen to this. Mr. Phelan has asserted that our air is currently too clean because children's lungs need to breathe irritants so their bodies can learn how to fight them. Modern air, Phelan states, is a little too clean for optimal health. Can you even begin to believe that kind of statement? And that's the kind of people Mr. Trump is installing. The air is too clean. Total Orwellian world we live in. You can't make this stuff up. It's beyond belief. The train is totally off the rails. A few more environmental headlines and I have to wrap this up. Demise of our oceans. Hundreds of dead sea turtles found floating off El Salvador's Pacific coast, leaving experts baffled. Of course, they're always baffled because they're paid to be baffled. They're paid not to tell the truth. So they're always baffled. I've been over that week after week after week. Another headline. Giant insect ecosystem. This is an elaboration from a previous report. Ecosystem is collapsing due to humans. It's a catastrophe. Insects have triumphed for hundreds of millions of years in every habitat but the ocean. Their success is unparalleled, which makes their disappearance all the more shocking and alarming. That's the path we're on. Where do we go from here? If the insects can't survive, we will not be here long. That's an inarguable mathematical fact. Where do we go from here? What can we do? Can we yet make a difference for the better at this late hour? Though we must always consider and remember that doing the right thing, because it's the right thing to do, always matters in ways we can never fully know or fully comprehend. Life gives no guarantees of the ending of the story, the ending that we may perhaps wish for. What life does give us is the will to choose how we will exercise our power of choice, our will. This and this alone is all we can truly ever call our own. If we choose to stand together and to dedicate ourselves to this epic battle for the greater good, we may yet, even at this late hour, accomplish profound good. We may yet be able to make a quantum leap in the right direction. We may yet be able to salvage what is left of Earth's once thriving life support systems. Why do I bring this point up again and again, week after week? Because it is the bottom line. It's the absolute bottom line. Everything else is just distraction. So many causes that so many people are focused on that may have merit, of course, in and of themselves. How much will those causes matter on a planet that no longer supports life? So many of the news stories that our mainstream media is throwing at populations day after day, stories that mean absolutely nothing against the backdrop of a planet that no longer supports life. If we're not here to help preserve what is yet left of our planet's life support systems, to preserve some sort of future for our children, then what are we here for? Instructions on how to effectively and efficiently sound the alarm can be found on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. I receive so many messages from people who ask, what do we do? What do we do? And they're apparently not hearing this or not looking on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. I hope they will do so, because we have tried to give specific instructions on how to efficiently and effectively sound the alarm, which we must all engage in if we're to have any chance of changing the current direction. And there's a reason why a critical mass of awareness is the only way forward. These reasons are also listed on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org on the upper left under the activist suggestions link. Sharing credible data is absolutely critical if we're to gain traction in this battle. The homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org contains the hardest-hitting, factually verifiable activist material, data, that's available. free downloadable links for our flyers, our booklets, or you can purchase the materials for us for our approximate costs of printing, packaging, and mailing. We're simply trying to get the word out. That's our only goal. We must always remember and consider that we're a part of the whole, that we have a responsibility to the whole, responsibility to the children, a responsibility to the entire web of life. Do we own our lives? Again, I would ask this. Do we really own our lives to use selfishly, or do we owe our lives to the whole, to the children, and to the web of life? Make your voice heard while it can yet make a difference. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.